أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وله الحمد في الآخرة وهو الحكيم الخبير. We move on to a new surah, a new chapter of the Quran, of the 22nd juz of the Quran, and that is Surah Saba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences this beautiful chapter by praising Himself and by speaking of the vastness and the greatness and the comprehensiveness of His knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Hamd is a unique word. We find that Surah Al-Fatiha as well commences with this word of praise, Hamd. There are different words in the Arabic language that are used for praise or that are used to express gratitude. The one word that is used is thana, or we use madh. And to express thanks, we use shukr. Madh, the word madh, which also means to pray, is confined to when you praise someone with the intention of getting something in return. Sometimes a person praises another, and he speaks about the goodness of another with the hope that through this praise, I will get something in return. So it is praise before receiving the bounty. Shukr, on the other hand, is praising and is thanking after you receive the bounty. So both madh and shukr, their meanings are confined and the meanings are restricted. They do not have a comprehensive and broad meaning. But hamd, the word hamd, is used under all circumstances. Before receiving the bounty, I'm praising Allah. After receiving the bounty, I'm thanking and praising Allah. Whether I receive a certain bounty or not, I'm still thanking and praising Allah. And that's why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he received a bounty or enjoyed a favor of Allah, he would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bini'matihi tatimmu salihat. He would say, Alhamdulillah. And when he found himself experiencing some difficulty or adversity, what did he say? Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. He still said Alhamdulillah. So Alhamdulillah is a very, very broad and comprehensive form of praise. Number one, you are praising Allah. Number two, you are expressing gratitude and thanks to Allah. And number three, you are attributing the bounty to Allah. That is what a comprehensive and broad meaning it has. So we translate it in English as praise, but the word praise does not include the entire meaning of the word alhamd. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah. Alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardh. Who is Allah? The one to whom belongs whatever is in the heaven and whatever is on earth. Walahu alhamd, and to Allah alone belongs all praise, fil akhirah, in the year after. Wa huwa al-hakim, and Allah is the all-wise, al-khabir, the all-knowledgeable and the well-informed. Ya'lam ma yaliju fil ardh. Now Allah speaks of the comprehensiveness and the all-encompassing nature of His knowledge. Allah said, Ya'lam, Allah knows, ma yaliju fil ardh, whatever goes down into the earth. Think every single day, how many millions of particles go into the earth? How many millions of seeds are planted into the earth? The insects that move into the earth, the water that goes down into the earth, the minerals that exist in the earth, can we even imagine? Let alone know Can you even imagine how much of particles and how many things and how many objects and how many creatures and creations of Allah go down into the earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya'lamu, he knows ma. The word ma is used to denote comprehensiveness. He knows every single thing that enters into the earth. Allahu Akbar. He knows of it. And he knows of its state. Allah's knowledge is beyond our comprehension. Allah's knowledge is so vast that we cannot even comprehend or understand the vastness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. Allah says, Ya'lam. Allah knows ma yaliju fil ardh. Whatever, every single thing that enters into the earth. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. Then think about the millions of things that come out from the earth. Those seeds that germinate and then sprout out of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of every single thing that comes out of the earth. The creatures and the insects that come out of the earth. The minerals that come out of the earth. The water that's extracted from the earth. The plants that grow, every single blade of grass that comes out of the earth, every single plant and vegetation, fruit, whatever it may be, every single thing that comes out of the earth, Allah knows of it and Allah knows of its state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. Allah knows everything that comes out from the earth. وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah knows everything that comes down from the heaven. Whatever it is that comes down from the top, from the heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of it. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. Whatever ascends and goes up into the heaven, Allah knows of it. وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah is the most merciful, Al-Ghafoor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. May Allah grant it.